WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. It looks like Republicans will keep a slim majority in the House of Delegates as Virginia election officials get close to certifying results in one controversial race. And researchers at UVA believe they have made a major discovery in the battle against blindness. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, November 28th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Election officials in Virginia are moving to finalize election results in a race where voters were given the wrong ballots, and that means Republicans will keep their majority in the House of Delegates. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The three-member State Board of Elections is certifying two controversial House of Delegates elections in Fredericksburg. At issue are 147 voters who are given the wrong ballots on Election Day. Republicans have been pushing for election officials to certify the two Republican candidates as the winners in these elections, but Democrats say voters were clearly disenfranchised. And Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says they're likely to pursue that argument in court.
It's never wise to predict what an individual judge is going to do, but it does seem like the smarter money is on the judge not ordering a new re-election.
If the court does not order a new election, Democrats could pursue a challenge in the House of Delegates. But Quentin Kidd, Christopher Newport University, says a Republican-controlled House of Delegates is unlikely to order a new election.
If you just add in the element of partisan politics into this, why would they call a special election that could potentially lose them a seat in the General Assembly in the House of Delegates?
The House seat at the center of this firestorm is the one currently held by Republican Speaker Bill Howell, who's stepping down this year. The margin of victory in that race is 82 votes, which means Democrats are likely to pursue a recount in an election where dozens of absentee ballots were thrown out and dozens of voters were given the wrong ballot. I'm Michael Pope.
Researchers at the University of Virginia School of Medicine believe they have found what may be a key component in the battle against macular degeneration, which causes loss of eyesight and blindness in 200 million people around the world. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
It attacks mostly older people, and so far, efforts to prevent it or slow its progress have been disappointing. But Dr. Jayakrishna Ambati and his team are convinced they have found a way to stop it.
We have discovered that an enzyme called C-gas is the very first molecule in this inflammatory cascade, in this series of events that sets off the inflammation that causes the retinal cells to die.
He says there are already drugs on the market that block other enzymes for control of cholesterol and hypertension, for example, and they are relatively easy to develop. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
That's the WMRA Daily for this Tuesday. It's not just any Tuesday. Today is a big day for nonprofit organizations across the country. It's Giving Tuesday. After the consumerism and commercialism of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday is a day to remember and support the nonprofits that serve your community. And that includes your favorite public radio station. Please support our effort to bring you real, fact-based news from around the world every day, plus the latest in local and state news and feature stories. WMRA stands up for you every day. Please stand up for us today. Our goal is to raise $5,000 toward that effort. Remember WMRA on this Giving Tuesday. WMRA.org is the website. And thanks. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting us. And enjoy your Tuesday.